Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Jam. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. Hey, you're waking up with Linda Mac Chan. Move that blood through your brain. Now just get up out the bed. Wake up. Stay woke. Stay aware. Stay alert. And more so, stay kind. It's Find It Out Friday. And we have Tiffany with an eye coming on with us. And we're talking about celebrate. Okay, there's many, many ways to celebrate many, many things. But before we get going, I'd like to share this with you. You know, adversity gives birth to greatness. The greater the challenges and difficulties we face, the greater opportunity we have to grow and develop as people. A life without adversity, a life of ease and comfort, produces nothing and leaves us with nothing. This is the indisputable fact of life. So bring on those challenges. Deal through this, okay? You go to the left, something knocks you back to the right. That's okay. Shake your head and get back in the middle. Stay balanced. It's crazy out here. The cases are rising. They're rising from the Thanksgiving holiday. The CDC is saying, no traveling, but I don't think that's going to work, okay? People going to get out and move around. The persons out there that are shopping, you know, just be kind to one another out there. Christmas is every day. You're supposed to give a gift every day. And the first gift you give is give it to yourself. When you look in the mirror and say, I'm here another day, to take those deep breaths, start laying out that canvas and producing on your direction, to your purpose, on a daily basis. So before Tiffany comes in, let's jump on the board here, okay? Let's just get on and do what we have to do. It's all about love.
We'll be
right. Everybody get on this love train. We're the first stop is Find It Out Friday. And we have Miss Tiffany Jones, Tiffany with an I, coming on with us. And we are talking about celebrate or whatever she feels like sharing and letting us know whatever she found out today. And I call her Tiffany with an I because I see you. I see it. I strategize. I make plans, and I get the job done and completed. That is why she is my Tiffany with an eye. She is your Tiffany with an eye. She is society's Tiffany with an eye. Tiffany Jones, are you on the air with us this evening?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and you know, thank you, thank you. You know, I know you're a busy lady out there turning those corners, doing things that you need to do. We appreciate you so much, but it's all about the love here. I was telling the listeners that, you know, I put a title up there, Celebrate Today, you know.
Yeah.
And I, and when you talk about celebration, you know, we don't need a holiday or we don't need a name day to celebrate. Celebration includes celebrating you, number one, for being here today. Celebrating you because you care. Celebrating and teaching others how to love. And all along that, when we're celebrating ourselves and teaching others and just celebrating life in general, you know, every day we wake up, the bells need to go off because we're all here. But while we're doing that, to keep that kindness there, to keep that love out there, I find that so many people need to go to Google or they need to go to the dictionary and understand that kindness is not stupid, okay? If you get my drift, because when you offer mm-hmm. kindness and you offer love out there and you celebrate others, you know, you're celebrating them. Whatever gestures you do, you're celebrating that human being. You know, you're celebrating. They kind of get it twisted sometimes. But we, as the teachers and the educators and the persons that are about love and kindness and that work extremely hard on keeping ourselves balanced so we can stand like these redwood trees out here and not be swayed by anything, and especially by the eight winds. And I just want to share eight winds, which in you can come on in and see which one of those, if you found out anything about those eight winds. See, when you get yourself swayed out there, you can't celebrate your life, so therefore you can't celebrate anyone else's greatness. But the eight winds are prosperity, decline, disgrace, honor, censure, praise, suffering, and just pleasure. Those eight winds, and you can get swept away by them if you let those come in and dictate who you are and which way you need to go on your greatness. So since we don't allow those winds to blow in our direction over here, we celebrate each and every day just to be here. So that's my portion of celebration. I just saw it because everybody's out there shopping, taking in, they running lights and spending money, and oh yeah, yeah, you know, and I can understand it because it's different than it was last year. And now you hear, oh, they don't want you to travel. I said, that won't work. I said, people are going to get out and get them moving. Okay, you can hang that up. Okay, it might have worked last year, but I don't think it's going to work this year. Okay.
Oh, no. And speaking of travel,
yeah.
There's, you know, we always talk about the mandates because I think everybody should be informed. When you travel and you book your hotel, you know, they do have the requirements that state that now you have to show your vaccine card.
Oh, okay.
So you now have to, when you're not only, you know, do you have to show it in your travels, you know, physically getting on the plane, but you also have to show it upon your arrival at a hotel.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. So we're you know, going to another phase of this, and I, you know, was listening to looking at a clip that was talking about that, and very, very interesting. The gentleman was, you know, basically saying, you know, you want us to participate or, what should I say, abide by the guidelines of from the CDC, but you should have enough evidence that you have collected to say with the number of cases how people are actually, you know, going through or healing from the virus,
mm-hmm.
You know, how their body is accepting the virus, how they're processing it, and whether it's, you know, through natural remedy, you know, the cases of the people in the hospital. It was very, very interesting because there was some data there that I don't think the person being asked the questions from the CDC really had knowledge of or could
mm-hmm.
not really state exactly percentages and numbers. And, it, you know, but you had a bunch of senators there, and it was a Senate committee talking about it. And very, very interesting. I just think that Los Angeles is so different than any other part of the country, you know.
Yeah.
And I do get it, and I do understand it, yet the mandate should be by choice, you know. Like, again, no one is saying that you should or shouldn't do what's comfortable for you. But it's just, you know, here we're taking it to another level now. Like I said, and then I think the next phase of that is going to be, they were talking about the grocery stores and markets and things mm-hmm. of that nature. Hopefully we can hold off on that. But just every area. And I get it. Trust me, I do understand it and I do get it. But at some point there has to be some freedom to just live independently like we used to live. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, given the fact that we do need the vaccine and we, you know, people are vaccinated, I don't think that the mandates should be as harsh. That's my personal belief, though, that they shouldn't
well,
be as harsh.
Well, you know, they should just put a question out there, you want to live or you want to die, and leave it alone. Okay, period. That's all. Because everybody's an individual, okay? Either you want to live or you want to die, that's it. Okay, it's up to you. It's up to you. So, therefore, the mandates can be squashed. You don't have to show blah, blah, blah. But the persons who want to live, if they feel that that the vaccine is working and it's helping them live, they don't want to be around anybody that's going to help them die. So you got a mixture of adversity going on out here, okay? A real big mixture. I did listen. I cannot think of what, because I tried to tune in. They were talking about some percentages, and this one particular program did discuss most of the people that had been affected by the Omicron virus. They only got a cold or slightly. You know, they're kind of like giving you some information on it. But yet and still, since we're not the scientists and we're not the ones that it's happening to, we don't know. Because that's why the word individual is out there. It means just what it means. My system is different than yours. Yours is different than mine. So it's like with the CDC say no travel. No, that's not going to happen. You know, people out there on the move, okay?
Well,
and yeah, they're out there
on
the move.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, that's a mandate that's in place that people are not really going to
no.
honor,
not.
So to speak.
And I don't understand. I don't understand 24-hour testing. I don't understand because you can be negative at 10 and run into somebody at 10:15. So what does that do? Okay, I hear where you're going. I'm glad that you listened to that. You know, I can't get too deep in it because I get to preaching, getting on this pulpit over here. But I just think the question yep. needs to be, do you want to live or die? And leave it alone and go on about your business,
mm-hmm.
okay? Let everybody decide what they want to do. However they want to do it, you want to live, you want to die. Like the old folks say, get the shot and see what happened or don't get it and see what happened. And it's up to you. It's up to you.
Yeah.
It's nothing about
yeah.
the controversy, the teachers, you know, being terminated, workforce, all of that. You don't know. I'm just watching the movie, taking care of myself. Okay, I take care of myself. I drop so much vitamin D, you need to be calling me Dee Dee. Okay, I just do work them herbs and do what I have to do to work the best I can. If I check out of here from COVID, it wasn't from neglect, okay? And everybody know it. So that's how I operate. But just ask that question. Do you want to live or die? All you want to want to dead, die, come over here in Section B. All you want to live, come over here in Section A and have that and keep rolling. And just see how many drop. And well, it's something to really pray about. That's why I say adversity. Don't be blown away by the 8 winds, okay? Because those winds are blowing out there. The typhoons are moving, the hurricanes and the tornadoes. And you don't know whether to wear a rain hat or to put on some skis, okay? It's just crazy. But we, as a resilient people, we as people coming together and working together, we try to uplift each other as much as we can, understand it as much as we can, and keep on moving forward, because that's all you can do. You know,
Absolutely.
If the markets, like now, they're saying like the Kroger's and the Ralph's and stuff, they might go back, because I go in a lot of places and people are in masks, you know. I go in a lot of offices, you know, so, and I peek and I look. And if I don't like the way it looks, I don't go in. It's choice. It's up to me. Okay? It's up to me. I know what kind of Lysol I spray in my house, but I don't know what you spraying over there, okay? So I can't speak for what you're doing. I can only speak for what I'm doing. Okay, and since we don't have bed check and spray, and we don't have somebody knocking on the door say, it's 9 o'clock, spray your house now. It's 9:30, spray your house now. We don't have that set up at this time, okay? So we're individuals. We're out here on our own. And as you're out there, that's why I like to say, what did you find out today? The nature of people, the nature of the political arena, the just nature of control, the nature of the fear, all of that is there, okay? So which one is it? So if you try to keep up with all of that, I get up in the morning and say my prayers and meditate and call it a day and keep moving. Because at the end of the day, who you have to deal with is yourself, okay? And that's what I found out, you know, but I've been knowing that a long time. So we want to share that out. But when I say it, celebrate, people don't understand that. In some faiths and some philosophies, whereas people call go to a funeral, it's not about death. It's a happy celebration. Because you're celebrating the life of that
person. Well, it depends on what side you're on that. Because there's some that don't believe that. Some people do. I believe in it, that it should be a celebration.
It is
a celebration. But you have a lot of people who don't believe that way.
No.
They're, you know.
Yeah.
It's loss. It's grieving. It's, I'm going to miss
sadness,
that person.
And it's hard. Because it's selfishness, because we don't want to let that person go. And it's not that the person is really gone anywhere. Spirit lives on. Spirits never die. And but it's like you can't physically touch and see. And on that note, again, I'd like to put condolences out to all the families who have to go through this season and that have incurred some loss, okay? You know, it's rough. It's rough because everybody deals with it differently. Everybody. Some see it as celebration. Some see it as, oh, my gosh, if they're not breathing anymore, I don't want to breathe anymore, you know. I had a cousin that was a mortician, and he was funny. He was really funny. You know, if there was a family funeral, you always want to ride in the car with him because he'd have you down on the floor, right? Because he'd be telling you all these stories. And so he said that they were at the cemetery, and the lady just saw, don't want to, you know, I guess it was her husband, don't want him to go, and she filed and all over in the casket and go down with him, right? But that was during the time way back then when they take that dirt and start tossing it on that casket, right? So she came up out of it. It was the way he told it, you know. But I would love him, you know, if that was a family death or something, I would have to be in the car with him because he would have you screaming with those stories, telling you about going down to, you just go down the road, and at the white picket fence turn right, well, they got lost because they had painted the white picket fence found, and they could never find the reason. But he was good to have around at a time like that, you know. So when you say most people grieving and most people, we just do it another way. But it's like I just say it's a deep sleep and go back and take a nap and have a good dream and come on back here and make sure you come on back and come back better than you was when you left. Okay, that's for those of us who believe in reincarnation. You know, they don't believe in that either. So, we have our systems here, but we don't go nowhere, you know. So our thing is basically to be the best that you can be while you're here so you don't have to come back in and repeat it. That keeps me in check. Hey, I can go for that, okay, because I sure don't want to come back here and be, not this, no. So let me do the best that I can do. So that's one group of people. Then you got the other people. When you're gone, you're gone. They're never going to come back. Or ashes to ashes, dust to dust. It's just so much. Because that's our culture. That's our right. We're entitled to it. But either way you look at it, we here today. That's why I put the word up there. Celebrate. Celebrate your life.
Yes, I think celebrating is very healthy. It's what's needed today, I think, and it will probably be, I guess, a little 50-50. You know, some people will be a little bit more celebratory than others, but the essence of celebration just brings happiness and love and great joy and good feelings. So I would hope, and I'm sure in this season that this is what we're doing, you know, and not really I'm not saying don't participate in the present, getting gifts and presents, because that's wonderful. Those are wonderful to receive.
That's a happy time.
Yeah, it is a happy time, but don't get stressed out if you don't get the right gift, you don't have what the person really wanted. Get a gift card. You don't have, you know what I mean? You don't have to stand in line or whatever you have to do, but it's just the thought that counts, and I think we have to remember that. Like, the fact that somebody even thought of you in that way to give you a gift. You know what I'm saying? So I think we should definitely celebrate, not lose sight of gift giving, you know, and have fun in the gift giving. You know, it's a joyous occasion. It's a joyous occasion. I love the holidays because, you know, for a good portion of time, at least 20 days, people are happy.
I'm going to say they're happy. Are they trying to be? Are they trying to get there? Okay.
They're trying to get there. They're trying to be happy. You know, some people get a little bit more stressed out than others because, you know, the expectations are high and people want extravagant gifts. And that's another group of people. But, you know, just I think, you know, in celebration of life, especially now, you know, after having had gone through a pandemic, celebrate life and your existence and your living your best life. And if you're not, you should be trying to achieve that in some way, shape, or form.
Set the goals and keep pulling for them. It's like set a goal. You know, I have a tendency that I like challenges. And once I challenge it and get through the challenge, it bores me. It bores me because I've done it. So now therefore I have to keep a lot of challenges going at the same time. I like to work toward it.
Well, you can have that. I mean, I love a good path and a good journey and all that and what I discover along the way. But sometimes those challenges, you know, they can be just as difficult as anything. And then you get to a point where you're like, enough is enough. You know, you get to where you're just so tired you can't even deal with it anymore. And realistically, that's when it changes, and that's when the shift takes place, because you're so tired, you're like, you surrender, like, I can't deal with it anymore, I'm not dealing with it anymore, you know, and that's it. And then you go on to something else, and that's when it shifts, when you surrender to either having to control the outcome or that, you know, or just be mentally enslaved by the thoughts of whatever is going on. That in and of itself, you know. So I think this week I had gone through a couple challenges myself, and I realized that they were for my benefit, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't say that I'm like totally, you know, on the other side of the river, but I'm getting there. And when you face them, you really have to look at the whole picture and what's the best for all people involved. You know, yourself first. I mean, and that sounds, it's not selfish, but when you think of it, it's like you have to be happy to bring happiness to other people.
Yes,
so look at the overall picture. You know, how are you going to deal with the challenge, and what is best for not only you and, you know, for those mm-hmm. that are involved in the situation. So, yeah, it was very, very interesting. I think these past 3 weeks have been, you know, challenging in that I have to be patient. And I know patience for everybody can be difficult. And I've, you know, and for me it's a little different just because I understand what patience really means. And when you get to the point where you understand that everything is done in perfect timing, and you get then you really understand the flow and rhythm of life, because it doesn't really matter. It's just going to happen. You know it's going to happen. It's going to be done at the time that the universe and God decides, you know what I'm saying, or whatever you believe in. You know, it's, but I you know, I love, you know, going, not, I shouldn't say I love, but I do appreciate, let me say that, going through these challenges for growth. You know, when you do get to the other side of it, you're like, oh, so that's what I learned, and that's why I had to go through it. And you'll get the revelation during and then when you complete the assignment or the challenge or whatever you're going through. So, yeah, I'm glad you like them, though.
Oh yeah. I love challenges. Because it you have to keep your, and in all forms, okay? You have to challenge me. You know, if you can't challenge me, you have to keep my mind moving. To be challenged is keeping that brain active, because you're thinking, and you're not manipulating, but you're thinking, you're planning. You're seeing the big picture, because it's going to make you push mm-hmm. it out there. And when you deal with challenges and understand that no matter what you're dealing with, you're responsible for, it's you. You're responsible for whatever you're going through. You're responsible for it. You are. However way we want mm-hmm. to look at that and take that and take on that responsibility, you move on through it. But once I say, if I'm working toward a goal or working to complete a task or receive a license or something, after I get the license, I'll be bored, because I done got them now. You know, I've seen lately that I'm gotten a little bit away from that. But yeah, I work it, I'll accomplish it, and then it bores me. So therefore, I have to have a lot of things lined up, because I can't go into mm-hmm. that boredom. It's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
it's just the rush of it. So because the motto is continue to complete, you always hear me say that. There's a reason for
mm-hmm.
that. No matter what gets in the way, mm-hmm. you continue to complete. You don't retreat. You don't take back. You continue to complete. Well, that's drive. That takes, you're going to go through a lot of stuff, okay? You're going to meet many, many, much adversity and many, many challenges, because you can't do anything by yourself, so you're including other people. And we can only speak for ourselves. We can't change anybody. But what we can do is change ourselves.
That's right.
And when you change, and I give an example, you made the change when you say, I'm sick of this, I'm not going through this no more. That was the change. You got me? And guess what happened? It changed, didn't it?
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you change, it changed. That is, it has deep, deep, it sounds lightweight, but it's not lightweight because we go through life trying to make someone into what we think they should be or how they should be or make a situation.
Mm-mm.
No, you can't change anyone, but you can change. So when you change, it changes. And just a sweet example, okay, I'm sick of dealing with this. I'm not going to deal with this no more. That is a change. And you and I both know that change goes from moment to moment. It changes. Everything changes. It never stays the same. Nothing stays the same. Even if you're staring nothing stays the same. So in this particular event is what you call a real change. This is like a shift, a total shift. So it's like we always speak of it. The way you used to do things, you can't do it. You have to become innovative. You have to become more creative. I wouldn't say that you become more selfish, but you're going to think about you before you think about the other 15 people you used to think about before you didn't think about you. It was a good thing. It was a poison to me that is being turned into medicine. And, you know, medicine is the healer. So the pandemic is poison, and we turn it into medicine because each time you go through something and share and uplift another individual, and we all need each other, and we all go through things a little bit different. So I see, like I said, a bit of kindness out there, but some people will not be kind. I don't care if you give them a kindness shot, okay? They don't know nothing about it, don't want to know nothing about it, or don't care, okay? So you have to be able to stand back and look at that and still try to uplift them in the best way that you can and get on.
You can't take it personally, though.
No.
That's the key, is not taking these things personally and attaching the emotional part of it.
No.
The emotional part is what gets you, caught up. But if you could learn to detach from the emotion to see that higher perspective, then
and everybody goes through it. But
better.
What gets me is when individuals are going through things and they try that old time and stuff that they used to try. That it doesn't faze me. So I don't know if that's a hardness or if that's unemotional. But that has nothing to do with what we get to do right now. See, I don't even believe in. Get in a situation, they say, oh, what are you going to do? What am I going to do? I'm not going to do anything. What I got to do. And going through life, I've even switched it from got to get to, because it's all about you. You get to do this. You get to make this change. You get to stepping away from whatever is undesirable. You do that.
No, and I actually experienced that yesterday. My show is on two nights a week, and on Thursday we just had too many technical difficulties. And I decided that I personally would not do the interviewing, that someone else would come in and do it for me.
Okay.
And in the entertainment industry, sometimes you have – very big egos and people claim territory and all that. But my thing was, it wasn't even about me being territorial. It was me giving this person the opportunity to share their story, because they wrote a book, and share their story and their life with people. And that's what I was after. That was my goal. That was my personal goal. Just because I couldn't do it didn't necessarily mean that I had to create an obstacle or not have her share what she wanted to share that night for her book. And actually, she had some very good responses to the questions and how to deal with Hollywood and the things that she had to go through as a Latino I'm sorry, as a Latin woman, excuse me, a Latina. Mm-hmm. So had I not made that decision and had ego take, you know, take the place of my extracting the emotion from it, that wouldn't have happened. Because I'd have been so emotionally involved in it with my ego attached and everything else. And the opportunity for her to perhaps give some insight into something or say something kind to someone or motivate or encourage, inspire someone in that was watching, that had to take place. And I understood.
Well, you had
it,
to
so
go.
I,
you gave your word. You took on the responsibility, and then like you said, you made the change. That was your word. It wasn't really about you. You were just a vehicle to help her. Help her, and that's what it's really all about. So I could definitely understand that, you know. And when you say, because you know, it's a lot of people that sing that me story. They sound like opera singers, okay? Opera singers. So I found that out, but I've been paying attention to it. But here lately for this week, for finding out Friday, I see more people clearing their throat and singing that me song than I've seen in a long time. So I just kind of look and try to understand, and then sometimes I'll get in there and blend those harmonies with them, okay? So I can sing that me song too. So now we got a good concerto going on up in here, okay? Because you're singing the me, and I'm singing the me, but I commend you for that, and that is the proper thing to do. She's out there. You're giving her opportunity to just care and share, and you have to keep your word. So it didn't matter if you was asking the questions or whoever asked the questions. The most important thing was that she got the questions asked to her, and she was able to put it out there. And that's the way it should go all the time. So I know it's difficult. It's real crazy. It's just crazy. But, you know, we get on this crazy wheel like hamster, laugh about it, and you got to laugh. Either you're going to laugh or you're going to cry. One or the other thing. Me, I cannot mess up my makeup. So I don't like to cry. I like to laugh. Okay? And I just sometimes tickle myself. I just say, did you just say that? Yeah, you just said that. But on that note, When we talk about celebrate, you see, listeners, there's many ways to celebrate. As Tiffany with an I says, celebrate life, celebrate happiness, celebrate love, great joy. Celebrate a good feeling, celebrate the seasons, but more so, celebrate yourself, because that's really what it's all about. And take on the responsibility and celebrate that you can take on the responsibility. Some people won't claim it. I don't care. They won't claim it in this lifetime and 94 afterwards. It wasn't them. It was you. No. Listen very closely. Anything you're going through in any way, form, or fashion, you created it, period. It's nobody else but you. Your responsibility to change it. And more so now, we're going to end this on this note, Tiffany with an I, to say it is your responsibility to just celebrate your life and teach others how to do the same thing. And on that, Tiffany with an I, we getting ready to close it out. Hopefully you'll come back and give us something to be mindful on Monday. You let me know how your schedule is going, because it's getting tight over here. It's getting tight. But, you know, we have to keep getting
so far, so good. You know, I always will, you know, come on on Mondays, because I really enjoy Mindful
Mondays. I know
Mondays.
You like the beginning of the week, and that's really your slide. But when you come in and you say, I don't know what you got to do on Find It Out Friday, because we can't stop. We keep going, okay? We keep going. So some individuals are going through a lot of stuff. Sometimes they have to pull back. I schedule out, but I don't have to schedule. I usually keep a full setup, okay? So I don't have to. My guests are different kind of guests, okay? So if there's someone that wants to come on, and we ask them to come and talk about it, that's a different type of scheduling. But we kind of run this one over here like, not like CNN, but just like that blood that runs through your brain, moving those thought cells, being aware, being alert, and being kind. And more so of all, loving who you are so you can teach others how to do the same thing. And in that note, we're going to say thank you, Tiffany, with an I see it, I get it done, and I get the job complete. And we will be speaking with you shortly, okay?
Yes, thank you so much. I totally, you know how much I enjoy being on your show.
I know you do, and I love you opening up, and I love you talking about challenges and laughing and sniggling, because, see, we are all normal people over here, and no fronting and pretending here. We be going through it. So do you. So we might as well go through it together. I love you. Have a great evening, and thank you.
Thank you so much.
Tiffany Jones for the night.
Let me see you move. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Dance. Let me see you move.
Others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.